We desire a peaceful and comfortable life where we do not suffer. We want to be healthy, enjoy others, our work, and our hobbies. We may not be willing to sacrifice and suffer for a cause. It can be easy for us to forget the suffering of many people and the earth's creatures. Bishop Raymond Hunthausen, former bishop of Helena, Montana, and Seattle, Washington, strongly opposed our country's development and possible use of nuclear weapons. The Trident nuclear submarine was stationed in Seattle near the church's chancery. His pacifist stance against nuclear weapons eventually brought him into conflict with church authorities, who removed him from being the Bishop of Seattle, claiming he was doctrinally weak. He suffered for his convictions that he believed were faithful to the gospel. He retired in 1991 and died at the age of 96, still maintaining his pacifist stance. Some 30 years later, the institutional church has developed its teaching on the possession and use of nuclear weapons. The viewpoints of Bishop Hunthausen have become church teaching. In 1981 in Hiroshima, Pope St. John Paul II stated, "To remember Hiroshima is to abhor nuclear war. To remember Hiroshima is to commit oneself to peace." In 2019, Pope Francis, on a return flight from Tokyo, spoke, "The use of nuclear weapons is immoral. This must be included in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Not only the use, but the possession of nuclear weapons is immoral, because an accident due to the possession of nuclear weapons, or the madness of some government leaders, the madness of some individual, could destroy humanity." Speaking at the G7 meeting in 2023 in Hiroshima, Pope Francis reiterated his firm conviction that the use of nuclear weapons is a crime against humanity that undermines any possible future for our common home. In the first reading today from Isaiah, we hear the prayer, "God, open my ears that I might hear." We hear Christ teaching us through the church. In the gospel, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Is Jesus just a prophet who met an unhappy end, a miracle worker, a disillusioned rebel against Roman authority? Or is he God, the Son of God, the Messiah? Peter answers that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, promised by God. Jesus tells his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer, be rejected by the elders, killed, and rise on the third day. Peter argues that this cannot happen. He wants a comfortable Messiah who doesn't put too many demands on him. Jesus tells Peter he is like Satan to him, wanting him to avoid what God is calling him to do. If Jesus is God, the Messiah sent by God, and not merely a prophet, should we not listen to him? And not only listen to him, but act upon what we hear? Jesus instructs his disciples and us, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever will save his life will lose it, and whoever wishes to lose his life for me and the gospel will find it." To lose one's life for Jesus and the gospel is to be a witness of sacrificial love and truth. In the Eucharist, Jesus asks us to do this in memory of me. Not only does Jesus suffer out of sacrificial love, but he invites his followers to do the same. I think Bishop Hunthausen did this when he took up his cross and followed Jesus. We all face challenges of sacrificial love and witness to the truth. We can avoid those challenges and choose a comfortable and uninvolved life. How do each of us apply Jesus' command to take up our cross and follow him? Bishop Hunthausen did it one way. We do it in our own unique ways. Returning to today's first reading, we might hear the bishop saying, "I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced, and I have set my face like flint, knowing I shall not be put to shame." When we surrender our lives out of love for God and others, we will receive new life. Is that not what Christian death and resurrection is about? God will not be outdone in love. Jesus, even in his death, his surrendering, his emptying himself in love, was given the new life of resurrection. That new life is promised to us as we live the gospel of sacrificial love and truth. For disciples, today's responsorial psalm is a profound meditation on life, death, and sacrificial witnessing to the gospel. I was brought low, and he saved me, for he has freed my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living, in the fullness of new life.